I really enjoyed the Mike Manna video that we watched for class this week that covered the article about translanguaging written by Othegi, Garcia, and Reed. I feel like it did a wonderful job of kind of parsing down the important details and making it just clearer and easier to understand. And I really loved the way that he talked about translanguaging as an insider perspective and code switching as the two terms, and kind of how they impact the person and the emergent bilingual, and kind of the way that these terms have different meanings but also just different connotations in the ways that they're used. And I also feel like the way that they talked about language as colonization, I thought was really, really important to understand. And just the way that language was used to colonize is something that I hadn't thought about before. And I feel like this really opened my eyes to that. And I feel like this also connects to the way that they were talking about named languages. And it was so interesting to me to think that named languages are a social construct, because they really are when you think about it. But it's just something that I grew up taking for granted and thinking, well, languages have names. That's kind of just how it is. But it's really interesting to kind of think about what was the world like before languages had names. And like he says, why were languages named? Like, who benefited from giving a language a name? What was that benefit? Who was oppressed because of this? And it also makes me wonder kind of how would society function differently if languages didn't have names, if communication was just something that happened and people used different words to communicate and it was more fluid in that sense. And I wonder if that would change the way that bilingualism and multilingualism is viewed in the world. And I also thought it was really interesting to think about the way that code switching kind of sorts and divides linguistic features of these named languages, while translanguaging really just unifies these linguistic features. And I kind of wonder, you know, I feel like in a classroom sense, we talk a lot about code switching and code switching at schools and home and in a language classroom and in a non-language classroom. And I wonder how we could kind of change that narrative and change that language to think about it in a sense of translanguaging and think about unifying these linguistic features instead of kind of dividing them into these different buckets that we use at different times. And I really, really just enjoyed this article, and I feel like it kind of gives me a new perspective that I hope to take into the classroom.